Before we get to talking about everything going on this week's News AF, I just want to take a moment and thank one of our sponsors. Those are our friends over at the Sharper Image, makers of the Calming Comfort Weighted Blanket. Now, the Calming Comfort Weighted Blanket is something that my wife, the first lady of podcasting, swears by to help her get to sleep every night, because what it does is that it simulates the feeling of being hugged just in the same way that you would wrap up a baby, and is something that can help you on those days when anxiety and stress are keeping you awake. Calming Comfort Weighted Blanket is designed with the high density comfort fill to provide the exact right amount of weight to help relax the body. The way it works is that you want about 7 to 12% of your body weight. That's why they have 15, 20, and 25 pound blankets, even kid sizes available as well, and a 10 pounder as well. And so you can go ahead and get the right size blanket that you need. Take relaxation to the next level, sleep better, feel great, stress less. The Calming Comfort Weighted Blanket is a natural way to attain adequate sleep and support your overall health. It's BPA free with microbeads that are evenly distributed throughout the blanket. So go ahead and give it a try. I'm telling you, Nicole cannot go a night without the Calming Comfort Weighted Blanket. It knocks her right out. The Calming Comfort Weighted Blanket comes with a 90-day anxiety-free, stress-free, best night's sleep of your life guarantee from Sharper Image. Right now, just for our listeners, you can go to calmingcomfortblanket.com. Use promo code Rob at checkout to receive $15 off the displayed price. Again, that's the calmingcomfortblanket.com, promo code Rob. And because you can't put a price on a great night's sleep, go online now at calmingcomfortblanket.com. Use promo code Rob for your special discount today. Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of April 9th, 2019, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. The actual factual news is here, and we are ready to go with our News AF team here with us this morning. The great Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
Fantastic, as always.
Okay.
Finally getting over my illness a little bit.
Yes. Which one?
All of them.
All of them.
What did you have?
I had like this cold that just would not go away. I had it for over 5 weeks, and it's still lingering a little bit, but it's almost gone.
Okay. All right.
Linger.
It's not fun. It's not fun.
No, it's not. It's horrendous.
Okay. But you're back. What was the trick? What did you do?
I did take some zinc. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I just complained about it a lot. I think that helped.
Okay.
But yeah. And then I was talking to my mom on the phone, who she's here visiting now, but I called her yesterday before she got here. She was in the car with her friend, and her friend told me what a great voice I have.
Oh. Just love hearing that. Up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Loved here.
And she loves hearing you.
That. Yeah. So it's a win-win for both of us.
And of course, with us, a man who just got back from a whirlwind trip to New York City, the great Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
I'm in need of at least a week of recovery.
Week of recovery after a vacation
with or without
with
kids.
His family.
Yeah, so much teeth grinding
and sounds of New York City. What was the greatest thing you saw, Danny?
Oh, the city's just disappearing behind me in the plane. Look, it's an interesting experience to go to a city, but with three kids and all of them fairly young, for me, being the helicopter parent that I am, it's very stressful. Like, my kids are running in different directions.
Parent, you mean a parent that is often in a helicopter getting
away from rides in helicopters.
Yeah, both. Meaning that my kids are like bumping into strangers, and I'm one of those parents that cares. My kids are dropping trash on the ground, and I care. My kids are standing too close to the subway. I care, right? Mm-hmm. And so for me, I'm not kidding when I say that I grinded off a lot of enamel. Just like trying to get through the week. It was
you still
so
have
difficult.
An ML left. That's
yeah,
impressive.
And on top of that, I'm sweating profusely, not just because it's hot, but because I'm stressed out. It was
hot in New York this week?
No, that's what I'm saying. It wasn't very hot, but I was still sweating just because I'm carrying kids, strollers, bags,
yeah,
trying to take pictures for my wife, getting yelled at, yelling at other people.
You got to yell at other people.
I mean, I didn't yell at other New Yorkers. I don't want to get stabbed. Although I will say this.
So you asked them if they were from New York before you yelled at them? Yeah,
excuse me. Are you from the city? No, I will say this. One of the pleasant surprises is that the people there were pretty nice. Maybe it's because you have kids. But as long as you didn't go to a really crowded area filled with tourists, because I think the tourists make everybody's patience wear thin.
Because nobody's having fun.
Nobody's having fun. Yeah. And that's one of my favorite parts of doing a vacation like this is watching all the other spouses yell at each other and be like, okay, we're average.
Yeah.
But then
everybody's having this experience.
Lots of people helped us out. Lots of people took pictures for us. And I was pleasantly surprised to find that New Yorkers, I'm assuming they were New Yorkers in general, were actually pretty nice. Okay. Which they don't get a rap.
That shocks
them.
You?
Well, yeah, I mean, because they usually get labeled as being pushy, rude, you know, like everybody talks about the East Coast. They walk fast and basically.
Well, I've known Rob for years and he's never been anything but pleasant.
Yeah. Well, now, that is true. Rob's been
the
shining star.
I've lived in New York for a long time.
Have you lived in New York?
And not that much. My wife is still the same.
Yeah. She's got that East Coast sass.
She's still got it.
So, yeah, I made it through. We got home last night at like 1:30 in the morning and I was just glad.
Okay. All right. So here is Danny, always the trooper, on a quick turnaround here for a News AF here on a Tuesday morning.
This is therapy.
Therapy.
This is me. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about, we got a lot of stories to cover today. So let's get into it. And Danny, are you our resident condiment guy? I know you're our resident soup guy.
Yeah, I like condiments.
I think soup is a condiment. Yeah.
No, it's not. What, you pour it on your hamburger?
Okay. So actually, this is a later story. I'm jumping ahead to our worst airline passenger.
We got to
start here. But it's a good worst.
Got to work
passenger.
Up to it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. The people at Heinz are out with a new batch of condiments here. Danny, how do you feel about Cranch?
Explain, please.
Was this written on April 1st?
It sounds like it.
No, this is, again, what Rob was explaining on April 1st or April 2nd when we podcast. The news is just April Fool's every day.
Yeah. Cranch, Danny.
Okay, let me hear it.
Okay. All right. So, Cranch is...
I like the name. You're off to a good start.
Well, I was like, okay, Cranch. I'm like, oh, wait, hold on. What is... What words have been...
I can tell you what it is.
Cranch. Yeah.
Ketchup and ranch.
Ketchup and ranch. Yes.
That's not right. Bad. That's okay. Okay.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you, Tyson.
You'd eat those two things mixed together?
Tyson, pass me the Cranch. I'm ready to cranch down on some Cranch.
But what are you putting this Cranch on?
A good name.
Just right into my mouth. Yeah, I like Cranch.
You do?
Yeah, it's dude.
Appetizing Cranch?
Let's get cranching.
Let's get cranchy does not sound like what you want to get.
I hate everything about it. I hate every single thing about it.
Yeah, but you hate sauces. You're an
anti-sauce. Stupid look of the bottle. I am.
Mm-hmm. Tyson's so, like a millennial who hates mayonnaise.
Yeah,
I do hate mayonnaise.
All sauces. He's like, hey, can I have a salad? Make sure that it's dry.
No.
There's nothing.
I'm a vinaigrette man. You know that.
Mm-hmm. I do know
that's not really a sauce.
No, but it is a salad dressing. The most superior of salad dressings are all.
This doesn't look bad, guys. I'm looking at Cranch right now. I'm thinking about ordering some. Do they have it?
You're going to order Cranch?
Yeah,
I'm going to
order some Cranch. Just bring it to my house. Should I be embarrassed? Should I ask them to label it something else?
You should be embarrassed that you're pro Cranch on this podcast right now.
I'm sure, why would I be embarrassed about my pro Cranch stance?
Could Danny be the face of Cranch?
Yeah, for sure he could.
Hi, I'm Danny Bryson, and I endorse Cranch.
Yeah. What would you put Cranch on, Danny?
Is it boring French fries dressing?
Yeah, everything. Probably hamburger
pizza.
Would be great.
Put on a hamburger?
No, not pizza. Yeah, but a hamburger, fries. I could see it going with fries.
Put on fries?
Yeah.
Nah, it's gross.
It's not gross.
I hate it.
Okay. And in addition to Cranch, we also have Mayo Q.
Oh, dude.
Which I
about threw up a little bit.
Mayo and barbecue sauce. I never
that is
again,
so gross picturing.
Not a bad combination.
Oh my God, Danny, are you kidding
me?
Are you just trying to get under my skin
here? No, I'm not. I don't know, Tyson, these things, these sauces. I'm a sauce guy. Look, I go to soup bars. Okay?
I didn't know you were a sauce, like so pro sauce.
Dude, yeah, you're going to find me huddled in a corner in a grocery store doing Cranch with some mayo what? What was it called?
Mayo Q.
And also mayo must, which mayonnaise and mustard. I mean, that's pretty common, but mayo must is not a good name either.
It sounds all like mayo musk. Like,
all of them sound disgusting.
Yeah, mayo must sounds like an Axe body spray flavor.
So does Cranch.
Yeah, but this is a new line of Axe body spray, which also doubles as sauce.
Wait. There was another one earlier in this article that I'm reading from NPR. It says mayo chup.
Mayo
which was
chup?
Mayo ketchup, which we call fry sauce.
Mm-hmm.
But yep. Mayo chup was one of the earlier mixes that Heinz did.
Yeah.
Mayo chup. Cranch, I like that. It also sounds like a villain in a Marvel's movie.
Yes.
Evil Agent Cranch. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I like the name. Guys, send me some sauce. Tyson.
Yes.
I'll come down and we'll share a burger together.
Danny, would you have a bottle of Cranch in your refrigerator?
Yeah. I'll have a little Cranch in the morning, a little Cranch at night to put me to bed. I just like saying the word. I might get that tattooed on my neck.
Tyson, would you rather Cranch or Mayo Q?
Tyson's going to say neither.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure, neither.
Neither. But
none of those.
You know, the lives of your family depended on it.
Oh, okay. My. And
the men came.
What did I have to do? Eat a spoonful of it?
Yeah, a spoon. Oh, well, that's a worst case scenario. Because look, when we talk about these, we're talking about putting them on something. But yes, Tyson, a spoon, a giant spoon of one of these. Which one?
Of the four sauces that are included in all of those, the only one that I would
Evil Agent Cranch.
I could eat.
Your family.
I could eat some barbecue, but I don't think I could eat it with mayonnaise. So I think either one, I'm not keeping that down.
Well, you don't have to keep it down.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to invite it into your mouth voluntarily.
Okay. Well, dude.
Yeah.
You're having a hard time with this, Tyson. It's like
I don't think I could, because the thing is that ranch and mayo are my two arch nemesises.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in all of those, so that I don't have a good option. Like if it was ketchup barbecue sauce, I could do that.
Okay.
And maybe even mustard barbecue sauce. But I can't do mayonnaise or ranch.
Yeah,
those are the ones that are getting
Q?
Me. The ketchup Q would be easy.
But they're too similar. I feel like
I catch a whiff of ranch out of that Cranch and it's game over. And mayonnaise, just even the thought of mayonnaise. Like, who invented mayonnaise? I was like, this is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like the kind of invention that happened because someone didn't clean up. And then, like, a week later, discovered.
Like, or they only like had
egg and oil. And
They're like, all we got is an egg and oil and a squeeze of lemon.
Well, it came about in a dorm room somewhere. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have anything to eat for this stuff except for the stuff I left out. Oh, wow. This tastes delicious on a ham sandwich.
I put it in a blender. It's incredible.
Yeah. All right, let's move on from talking about Cranch and the very polarized audience of News AF. Are they pro-Cranch or anti-Cranch? Let's talk about some messy situations. Danny, the glaciers are melting and creating a lot of different problems, but nobody was worried about the idea that hikers who have, like yourself, gone on many adventures, have left behind a lot of human waste, which is now also being unfrozen.
All sorts of exciting things are being thought out.
Yeah,
cavemen,
we knew that this would happen.
Bodies, planes, all sorts of these things are being kind of pooped out by the glaciers as they melt. So,
so it's not just poop. The glaciers melting is like the glaciers themselves are excreting their waste.
Exactly. Yes. Of which they
turns
have
out
a lot.
To be a lot of human
our
waste. Yes.
I'm not. Yeah. They actually.
Glaciers eat the same thing humans do, I guess.
Locally here, there was a place that was so popular on Instagram, they had mm-hmm. to kind of shut it down and start charging people because people were pooping so much in yeah. and around
where?
The area. Kanara Falls. I think that's how you say that.
Is
the one
that
with the
down
ladder.
South?
You've seen it. It's a slot canyon, and it's got a wood ladder that goes
yeah.
up.
Okay. Actually, Tyson, tell me if you think that this analogy is fair, that the Earth itself is like Danny Bryson on vacation with his family in the New York City subway system, where that he's just he's overworked, he's stressed, and now he's just sweating bullets. And overheating. is that fair? Is that there's just too much stress on the Earth as if it
yeah,
was on vacation with its family?
Yes.
And he's diarrheaing a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
By the way, this is mostly on this. They're talking about Denali here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So up in Alaska. And they estimate, this is amazing, 66 tons of feces. And that kind of makes sense because when you do something like this, you always get nervous poops.
You do?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because you're going to go, you're going to take some risks. You're going to climb the tallest mountain. You're eating horrible food. So 66 tons. So every person probably contributes a couple hundred pounds.
Yeah. Not
just because from the nervous poops.
If I was on one of these glaciers that I think that my internal organs just start shutting down.
Oh, yeah. I mean, scout camp, I didn't go once the entire time.
I
waited until I got home. I was like, no, not doing it here.
Well, yeah, we know you're, which is weird because your relationship with toilets and your relationship with public soup bars are exactly opposite of one another. Mm-hmm. When they should, they're very yeah. similar in nature.
Mm-hmm.
They you should have a same reaction, but you have the exact adverse reaction.
Yeah.
What? I mean, as it thaws out, are these people all going to the same place? Or is it like I kind of imagine 66 tons of this stuff would be apparent.
It's all over.
Like, if it's near the camp, 66 tons, you can't hide that. So are you like, when you're going over the glacier, are you seeing, you know, oh,
Danny,
there it is. There's one. There's
yeah.
one. That's
yes.
a lot.
Yes. Danny, it's like when... We run Dog Poop Alley in the spring when we used to
oh.
exercise.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's this place where it's pretty easy to access even in the winter, and people will drive to the trailhead and walk their dogs up it a little ways. And when it's snowing constantly, you don't see anything. But then in the spring when it thaws, there literally is a dog turd every two
yeah.
feet on this dirt road for like the first like 200 yards.
Yeah. Dog Poop Alley, is that officially its name?
That's what I've named it.
The governor.
Yeah, we have been talking to the legislators, yeah. the mayors on it.
But it's totally true. And Tyson, that's an excellent example
yeah.
On a small scale.
And it stinks so bad as it thaws. Mm-hmm. Like you go up there and you're just like, Dog Poop Alley.
Yeah.
It's good to
so
be back.
What can be done, Tyson?
At this point,
yeah.
I mean, the only thing that would really help this go away for at least some amount of time is some catastrophic event that causes the world to have a second ice age.
Hmm.
And hopefully it'll like become a glacier, a big poo glacier that then moves somewhere like across the Bering Straits or whatever over to Russia.
That's like I was thinking scenario. It was going to sink into the whatever the canyon at the bottom of the ocean is between the two.
The Mariana
plates.
Trench.
The Mariana Trench.
Yeah.
And then a megalodon that's trapped underneath the gases at the very bottom
yeah.
will chomp that thing.
So how is this coming to be, Danny? Is just that it's for hikers, it's just starting to be very smelly if you go on
yeah.
a hike.
That's what they said.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just read the article. It's like basically imagine taking your own feces and putting it in the freezer, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Leaving it there for a while, and then just taking it out, putting it on the floor of your kitchen. You could do this experiment at home.
Yeah, should we all be trying this?
Yeah. And then just as it thaws, you'll notice the smells come back. Mm. There's gross poo water. Okay. I mean, that's exactly what's going to happen, but on a massive scale.
And is that a watershed area?
Probably, but luckily, you know, there's not a lot of stuff nearby, so hopefully it can kind of dilute.
Oh my god.
But I mean 66 dude. Tons. That sounds like a lot.
Yeah, it does seem like a lot. I feel like Mother Nature should have invented some beast that only eats poops. And then
yeah,
and
it's it called bacteria.
It digests them into like something better.
Yeah, they do. It's fertilizer, and it turns into beautiful plants and flowers and trees.
Yeah, okay, is this what's happening here, where the fertilizer is just trying to find the low ground to get to the soil, but all this snow needs to melt for the fertilizer to reach the soil?
So it's been putting off methane, which is then creating more global warming, which is melting it more, so finally it can...
reach
get
the soil
down to the soil
and
yeah.
grow plants, which will help beautiful combat plants. The global warming.
Mm-hmm.
Circle of
we'll
life.
See.
Circle of life, man.
Okay.
At the end of the day, the earth will win because it'll outlive all of us. And then the sun will win because it'll swallow the earth and destroy it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
how much time do you think we have, Danny, if we're...
I'm not saying we'll be on the earth when the sun starts drying up all the oceans. But what I'm saying is that in the long run, that the earth is going to outlive us because we're more likely to destroy ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
The earth's got time on its hands. Humans, not so much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
So you're thinking, you're thinking
happy
for
note,
sure.
Should we move to the next story?
All right. Now, here's another messy situation. A Texas neighborhood has been flooded with Coca-Cola after a Coca-Cola spill. Which is the messier cleanup, Tyson?
This or the fecal matter?
Yeah.
Well, I think you move this Coca-Cola to the fecal matter, and it probably dissolves all fecal
like
matter
a
into
penny in a bottle.
Yeah,
of Coke.
The penny.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Incredible. That's a great idea. But this doesn't look like Coke. This just looks like water in the picture.
What if it's a new Crystal Coke?
Oh, dude!
Which, by the way, sounds like a hardcore drug, Crystal
Tab.
Coke.
Hmm.
Well, Tyson, why would they lie about that? Like, this is Coke, and people who go over there are like, obviously, this is water.
Yeah, that is true. I'm just saying, I mean, crystal clear. But maybe,
work.
When Coke is spread out so wide and so thin, maybe it does look clearer than we're giving it credit. And those food colorings that you're so fond of, the caramel coloring, Danny, is diluted to a certain degree.
In terms of industrial spills,
this price smells so good.
This one is not as horrible as some of those other ones we've seen. I don't know the environmental effects of Coke, but if they're as delightful on the environment as they are on my stomach, I can only imagine it's just pure positive.
Guys, it sounds like you're proposing some sort of like a Coca-Cola lake.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I'd like.
Basically where my kids go swimming after I buy them a giant Coke at a restaurant. They visit Coca-Cola Lake.
Probably the Coca-Cola will dissolve any sort of parasites or any sort of bacteria that's in the water, right? I mean, you have to
That's very
water that's in a pool. Coca-Cola needs no such treatment.
Exactly.
Let's
that's very
Coca-Cola
well known.
Coca-Cola on the glacier, right?
I already said that.
Oh, did you? Oh, I didn't hear it. Anyway, because humans are great at trying to solve one problem by creating another. And so let's just dump, like Tyson's suggestion, Coca-Cola on
Here's
the glacier.
Here's my fear with that, Danny. Once that Coca-Cola hits that ice cold glacier, is it going to be too tempting?
Polar bears will be everywhere. That's going to be.
That's actually not. Grizzlies will be everywhere.
Yeah.
Plus, it will be too tempting.
Polar bears, they love
Coca-Cola. Yeah, everybody does.
Yeah.
I think that's a common thing throughout the world.
We'll be coming there.
So
beach ball.
Yeah, how come I never get to witness these spills that are just like. As a kid, you're
chocolates.
Like, that's so Willy Wonka-esque. Yeah. I wish that
Tyson,
happened on my face.
What if you came upon a Cranch truck just T-boned on the highway? You were the only person that could...
what would I do?
But you had to swim through a sea of Cranch.
Swim through it?
Yeah.
Like, would I get it on my face and stuff?
Yeah.
You know, I don't think he could swim through it.
Waist deep in Cranch.
You think it'd be like too quicksandy?
Yeah,
you think
I was
I'd
watching Augusta try and swim through that
Augustus
chocolate river.
Gloop.
Yeah,
but
and
I don't think Augustus Gloop
time.
Is a. I don't think he's a swimmer though, per se.
Yeah, but he was super buoyant, and he was. I was like, dude, I would not want to fall in that chocolate. It doesn't look like it's a swimming liquid. I think I could swim in it. Cranch would be a swimmable liquid.
I've always wanted to try swimming in solidified Jello. Mm-hmm. Do you think you could swim in solidified Jello, or do you think you'd dive in and just go sucks down into the bottom and not be able to get
and
back out?
And perfectly preserve your corpse like a pharaoh. Mm. Like a thousand years from now, they'd find you preserved
but back to
tomb
it.
Of
Cranch.
Jello.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't get it on my face, I don't think. And well, who would I be saving? What am I saving here?
Me and Rob.
Yeah. Could they clean up this Coca-Cola spill?
I'd call a helicopter in.
With a Costco-sized box of Mentos. What would happen then?
Boom. That is what would end the world right there and then set us catapulting into the sun.
Would that set off the Ice Age level event that we need to fix the glacier, Danny?
Hard to say, but why not try it? It's in Texas. We could experiment.
I think you need Diet Coke for that, technically. Too bad this wasn't a Diet Coke spill.
Really? It only works with Diet Coke?
That makes sense. Diet Coke. Because I'll drink Diet Coke, and even before I swallow, it's already all turned to foam in my mouth. I'm not kidding.
It's one of those things that looks liquid, but when it touches air, it's just a different consistency. And you're like, wait, what?
Okay. All right. Before we get to our next story, let me thank one of our sponsors. Those are our friends over at AIS, the auto insurance specialist. And what they're here to do is to make sure that you are not paying too much money for your car insurance, because these big insurance companies, what they do when you're not paying attention, you got your stuff set up for auto renewal. And guess what? They're jacking up the rates sometimes when you're not looking. That's where AIS comes in. That's why they're the auto insurance specialist, and they've got the smart quote technology to make sure that you are not paying too much. Just go ahead and head on over to aisinsurance.com/Rob. Go ahead and give them all the information about your car, your driving history, the coverage that you want, and they are going to run your quote across all of the major carriers and find out which one is going to be better for you. And you might find that you are saving now hundreds of dollars on your auto insurance. Danny, think of all the cranch that you could buy if you were suddenly having hundreds of extra dollars lying around.
And safely put in the car, knowing that I'm secure insurance-wise with that cranch in my car.
That's right.
Yeah.
So head on over to aisinsurance.com/Rob. Don't make your next insurance payment until you check your rates with AIS. You could also call 1-800-777-4AIS. Don't forget to tell them that RHAP and News AF sent you at aisinsurance.com/Rob. It's the easiest thing you'll do today to save a lot of money. Okay.
I'd like to thank our other sponsor, BDE, Association of America.
Yes. Thank you.
And the Hop Soup Bar Union Workers of America.
All right. Here's a study that I think will get people's attention. Danny, okay. A study was done on pet owners to determine how happy pet owners are.
This is going to make some people upset.
I think so.
Because pet owners are very, very particular about what pets they like and are loyal to.
Yeah, what pets they think are superior and that every human should have. Does it have tortoises on there?
Sorry, they did not survey tortoise groups.
Now we're going to be the most upset.
But they were testing happiness and pet ownership. And they found that people with dogs only were the most happy. But the second most happy group were no pets at all. And the least happy group, and this is going to be disputed, emotionally disputed, are cats only.
Okay. Wow. All right. So let's just reset all this. Okay. So the happiest people are who?
Dog owners.
No. Let's look at it again. It says
I'm looking at the
no
survey
pets.
Right now. No pets.
That
32%.
Circle diagram.
No, no. Look, go down because you have to go down to the happiness.
Oh, that's the ownership.
Scale.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, that's ownership. Sorry,
right,
guys.
So the happiest people have a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Does that say one dog or multiple dogs?
Doesn't matter as long as it's just dogs.
Okay.
Okay.
If you just have dogs, those are the happiest people. Second happiest people are who?
No pets.
No pets.
Okay. I hear that. And then the third happiest people are people who have a dog and a cat. Is that right?
Yep, yes. Yep.
Okay.
Crazy, but okay.
And the least happy people, according to the survey.
Cat owners.
Cats only.
Only cats. Okay. All right. How many people did they talk to? Like 10? I know a lot of happy cat people.
Well, maybe they're faking it. What are the other? How happy are the people listed as other? In this? See, I see this pie with other 4%. Mm-hmm. I have a fish and a tortoise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So
how happy am I?
As I sit in my this office area, marinating in the smell of cat piss, I can tell you right now that I'm not happy.
Wait,
with cat.
What?
So Danny, you have
a cat?
Yeah, we have a cat, and I hate
you have a cat
so much. Yes.
How come we're just barely learning about this?
Because I'm more ashamed of that than my love of Cranch.
So Danny's not happy.
Mm-mm.
We know that, but he wasn't happy before he had a cat.
Yeah, so I kind of get the cat. A lot of it depends on what kind of cat you have. Ours is a very antisocial cat, which we did not know when we got it as a kitten, because kittens are cute. Mm-hmm. And then they turn into this cat that hates its owners. Even though my kids try to give it love, it wants nothing to do with anybody. And so now you have a pet that doesn't give you any of the love a dog does, but creates all these smells and mm-hmm. scratches your shiz. And it's just like, get this cat out of here.
Yeah.
So wait, let me go back to this.
Yes.
Why did you get a cat? Because now... Like the Danny I knew, and this was not so long ago when I would see Danny in person about a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hot soup bars? No way. For sure not.
Check.
People grow up.
Cats, no matter who they're for? No.
Dude,
not Danny.
The cat was a moment. Hot soup, I love that. But the cat thing was a moment of weakness. And it was supposed to be a trade-off. I got the cat for my wife. Mm-hmm. And in exchange, I was going to get a trip to somewhere cool, right?
Sounds like you've gotten a lot of trips to somewhere cool.
No, above and beyond my regular trips.
Okay.
The trip hasn't materialized yet, but the cat's still here.
Mm-hmm.
And I can smell it right now because it's next to this room.
Wow. Okay. What's the cat's name, Danny?
I just call it Cat. I know it has a name. It's someone, they've given it a Christian name, but I just call it Cat. That's the only name I will ever call it.
Cat Ederson?
No, just Cat. Like, okay. Get out of my way, Cat. Go outside, Cat. Just Cat.
Okay. John in the chat says, doesn't this seem coincidental that this downward spiral started when Tyson moved?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but who could say? It could also be tied to the cat.
Yeah. So does the study say whether people who are not as happy tend to get a cat, or if the act of owning the cat is making them not as happy?
Yeah, that's the big question. I used to have respect for cats. I thought, oh, it's cool. They still have hunting instincts. Dogs just eat garbage for the most part. I know there are dogs that go out and hunt, but like cats are cool because they can go out and catch stuff.
Get survive. Nice
they mm-hmm. can survive without humans. In my mind, dogs could never survive without humans because we do almost everything for them, and without our garbage to eat, they wouldn't have any food source. So I used to have a respect for cats, but now that's all gone.
It's all gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it also depends on what dog or cat that
cat,
you have.
Cat, yes. Like, I totally agree.
Some awesome dogs, and I know some dogs that are real a-holes.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think a lot of it has to do with the owner and mm-hmm. the animal in this survey. There's a lot of variables, so it doesn't really tell the whole story. But it is a funny article and a funny survey.
Okay. No, I don't know what the takeaways are, because it's like, okay, well, dog. So get a dog if you want to be happy. But then second happiest is not having any animals. And then third happiest is having dogs and cats at your house. So what do you do?
This is just confirmation bias for dog owners. This is the kind of article you stow away when you have an argument with your sister who loves cats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like science and surveys.
You're like, I'm a journalist.
PCA?
I'm a journalist. I can write this thing right now. Mm-hmm. I can pass it off as fact. It doesn't take anything for mm-hmm. me to write this article.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one for the dog owners. You're welcome.
Yeah. So I guess the easiest way for cat owners to become happier is to get a dog too.
Yep. Yeah. 10% increase in happiness.
A little bit. So Christopher Ingram here. His sister is a cat owner, avid cat owner. She seems really happy. He's jealous. He has a dog. He knows exactly what to do.
You're talking about the author of the article. I thought you were talking about, like, this is somebody.
That's what I thought, too. I'm like, wait a minute.
No, I just read the author of the article here, Christopher Ingram. Isn't that what it is?
Yeah, no, but you said Christopher Ingram here. I thought you were going to tell us about somebody in the chat was saying something.
No.
Okay.
So, I mean, obviously, Christopher Ingram had something against his cat owner counterparts and decided to really get back at him. I mean, maybe they did some study where they were like, people who eat at hot soup bars are sadder on average than even the saddest homeless person. And so now this is his way of retaliating.
Yeah, well, I'm going to fund a study that shows that hot soup bar consumers are happier, have better sex lives.
Stronger libido.
Yeah.
Impossible.
Yep.
Impossible.
Now I'm going to fund that study. Okay. It's coming.
I don't think there's a correlation there between
I can find
sex
one.
Lives and hot soup consumption.
I think I can find one.
Okay. All right. How hot do you want that soup? Okay. Let's go to a story here. This one I feel like is not too surprising. This is a new study has found that millennials trust YouTube stars and bloggers more than their parents.
More than their parents trust YouTube stars and bloggers, or more than they trust their parents?
Good question, Tyson.
Yeah. I mean, are parents necessarily more informed than YouTube stars or bloggers, Tyson?
No, probably not. But also, look, trust, if trust is the thing.
Yeah.
I think you should trust your parents more, probably.
Well, let me say this another way, Tyson, to see if we can change your opinion.
I think trust is defined differently here. In this article, I'm assuming that it's like, on the world of current events or whatever's happening, mm-hmm. do you trust what you're seeing on YouTube, or do you trust your parents just making up some garbledygook to sell you? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, sway me.
Okay. So, according to this study, they found that 18 to 35-year-olds, the millennials, are twice as likely to trust internet influencers as a close relative or a companion.
Think flat earthers. You know, they could have taken all the money they put into researching this question and put it into, like, the love of cranch and sex life or something more valuable to society, because teenagers don't trust their parents.
So you think
any
that
generation.
Cranch consumers are also having a better sex life?
Yes, I think they, yeah. And I think we could have studied that, and then I could have thrown that in Tyson's face, because we all know that teenagers don't trust their parents. And they used to get all their information from their friends, older brothers, about what bands to like and what was cool. And now they're just getting it from the internet.
Yeah. I don't know. What generation was really getting a lot of solid advice from their parents? I feel like a tale as old as time.
In the Middle Ages, you had to get all your information from dad because you were going to be doing exactly what he did.
Mm-hmm.
So his view of the world was very important if you wanted to continue to have a job.
Yeah.
And survive the plagues.
So... This makes sense to me. I think that we've just replaced, like, peers with people on YouTube.
The term respect your elders is just a myth propagated by elders, correct?
They're the only ones that benefit from it.
Yeah.
No, by the time you realize that some people have good advice, you now have learned so much that you're giving advice. Nobody ever takes the advice of the people that they should take advice from.
By the time you're able to decipher whether or not it's good advice, you already are wise enough to have come up with it on your own.
Yeah.
That's the conundrum problem right there, Rob, because somebody could be like, hey, try this pill. It's yummy. And you're like, okay, why not? Mm-hmm. But by the time you're like, I probably shouldn't, that's a stranger, you also are wise enough to come up with a lot of other stuff on your own.
Yeah. And I think there's a difference between wisdom and knowledge or information. I think that the person on YouTube may have more knowledge or information about a subject, but maybe.
By the way, this phenomenon is responsible for at least 50% of News AF stories.
Yes.
Because this is Tide Pod.
Yeah.
This is cat poop sandwiches. This is all of those stories, because now they're getting it from the, like, Logan Pauls of the world.
Yeah, but how do we know that Logan Paul's grandpa wasn't like, eat a cat poop sandwich a day, son, and make sure that you also share a cat poop sandwich with someone much less fortunate than you and film their reaction as they bite into it, laugh hysterically.
Well, we know his dad didn't say that because teenagers do the opposite of what their parents force them to do.
Oh, so his dad warned him about feeding cat poop sandwiches to others.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't feed these delicious sandwiches to other people.
Right. Don't film yourself doing crazy pranks.
Is that one of the reasons why the cat owners are unhappy?
All the sandwiches.
Because of the cat poop sandwiches.
Because of Logan Paul.
Also, he wasn't the one, by the way.
I think everybody is unhappy because of Logan Paul.
Correction. It was a kid in Spain that did the cat poop sandwich, not Logan Paul.
I know, but
Logan
they're all one and the same.
Okay.
They're all one and the same.
And then this study also says a new term, which I've never heard before, says that because 53% of the millennials studied believed advice on Facebook and Instagram and online bloggers. Some people have started dubbing this generation gullennials.
I like that.
Is that better than cranch?
How's that different, though? Are my parents, or sorry, my grandparents, were they also gullennials? Because they believed all the scammers who called them on the phones?
Yes, and they believed that, like, slathering your skin in butter before going out in the sun was like the best thing you could do for your skin. Yeah.
I did see my grandma do crazy things. I think that generation might be the greatest generation, but also millennials as well.
No, everybody's millennials. But the problem now is that it's so widespread that you can't go to a doctor and even trust a doctor. You go to the doctor and you're like, well, I read a fashion blogger who said that the best thing you can do for gangrene is rub celery juice in it. And the blogger was adamant about it.
In fairness to the millennials, that I feel like that we've also done studies on this show or reported on studies on this show that the generation that is most likely to share fake news are baby boomers. So
yeah, that makes
100%.
Sense.
Yeah. They see a headline, so they share it if they like
with
it.
The millennials, then also remember that they're also the same people that are sharing the most just completely made up stories.
Dude, I caught one of my dad's friends sharing the most ridiculous political news on Facebook. And I was like, bro, look at the website there. That's not anything that ends in .org is not a real news site, probably. Why don't you Google the headline, see if it shows up anywhere reputable, and then
even then, you don't know if you can trust it.
Even then, but still, he's like, look at this. And it was like so ridiculous. And he's just like, I was like, that's how fake news starts, is you think it's true. You share it as true. Everybody who reads it, some of them think it's true and share it. And this is all the older generation. Yeah. This is not younger people doing this.
No, younger people do it too. This is not just the old.
Okay.
Younger people are sharing crazy stories that are not true at all.
But do they know they're not true, or do they?
No, they want to. No, it's not that they don't know. I think they want to believe that it's true. And so they share it on the hopes that, maybe this will be
sometimes
true.
That I feel like that I've seen older relatives share stories that are like straight up out of the Weekly World News.
Well, we grew up with the Inquirer, and I remember always looking at the alien baby stories and the Elvis reincarnations, and I enjoyed those, but I never thought they were true.
Yeah. So, all right. We'll see. Everybody's gullible. Everybody's getting tricked. Maybe except the Gen Xers. They seem like they're not getting as tricked as much.
Xennials.
All right. Then let's. Oh, a Florida man story. Okay. Tyson, what's going on with this Florida man?
This was a big story, by the way. That's why.
This is Danny's story.
One of your stories?
Yeah, I saw all over the place. And it's because the Florida man resurgence, or just it's coming to light and everybody's beginning to realize. So even big news people are picking up on Florida man stories.
Right, because so
he's going worldwide.
What'd this guy do?
So a Florida man was released, or was arrested and then released, and then broke into cars in the jail parking lot on his way out.
Smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, a great place to do it.
To lock their car in the jail parking lot.
There is
no.
Some
you
truth
think it's
that.
The safest place there,
yeah,
probably,
I'm not in
huh?
Jail. So,
yeah, nobody would be so blatant and courageous as to try stealing a car from the prison.
Yeah.
So yeah, this was a big story for obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then we have another story from a different Florida man. And what is going on here with a case of a chainsaw theft?
This is a California man. Okay, I thought this would just balance.
Sorry. This is another.
I wanted to balance
criminal.
It out.
Yeah.
Right? I didn't want to just, if it's all Florida man, we're not acknowledging the people in our own states doing crazy things. This guy in California, he shoplifted a chainsaw by sticking the bar with the cutting chain on it down his pants and then tucking the engine part in his sweatshirt.
Okay. Now, this seems okay, right? Because is it an electric chainsaw?
It doesn't matter. The blade is exposed.
Sharp.
It is very sharp.
No, there's not. There. How do you know the blade's exposed?
Because I purchased lots of chainsaws.
Yeah, but they come with that cover sleeve on them.
Sometimes that's true. They sometimes come with a plastic cover.
A sheet.
And why are you buying so many chainsaws, Danny?
But the displays do not have covers, and I'm assuming that's what he took.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so listen to this. Listen to this, Rob. This is Danny's ideal day. Gets up early before his kids get up. Goes to get his friend picks him up at the helipad, goes skiing.
He is a helicopter parent.
Yep. Then he gets dropped off at the hot soup bar where he ejaculates a bunch of cranch into his from the bottle into his hot soup.
Right.
And then he heads down to the hardware store just to, you know, buy a lot of chainsaws.
See if they come out with any updated chainsaws. No, Tyson, we have a lot of chainsaws in Northern California.
Okay.
And my work involves doing ranch work here
ranch
in Utah.
Work?
Ranch work here in Utah. So I'm around a lot of chainsaws.
Does that work on the ranch with a chainsaw?
Yes. It's actually preferable to eat cranch while at the ranch. But I'm telling you, the display probably, and for the benefit of making this more entertaining, I'm going to say that he stole a display which did not have the little plastic cover on it. And that's what makes this story so remarkable, is he jammed that down. I mean, the snag potential on one of those chains is through the roof.
Okay. So I am actually,
so you think unless he has a
security
tight
camera
scrote,
footage
he's getting snagged?
From this man. Okay. This was reported in the Fresno Bee. And okay. So the guy is, oh, I got to watch a commercial first. Okay. All right.
I hate that. I am interested in the surveillance footage. I don't have the
blocker off. Watch a commercial. Okay.
What's the, okay.
Commercial. Is it done? Like it's for, I don't know.
Cranch?
Nope. It was for a funeral home.
No. Yeah. That's appropriate.
It's like a party. Like, nope, it's a funeral home commercial.
Is it a Chinese funeral home? Because we know
those are really crazy. All right. So it's very hard to tell if the chainsaw blade is sheathed or unsheathed in this video.
I'm going with not, just for the sake of my entertainment.
Yeah. But this was very brazen that he did this. The man's wearing like a members only jacket and then has like his hands in his pocket in the front.
But also touching the saw blade of a chainsaw isn't enough to cut you.
Mm-hmm.
No,
it's the spinning sawing action.
No, that blade is just, I dare you to go lock a blade and drag it over your leg.
Now, do we know, was he wearing some sort of,
was the blade locked? Mail? Do we know the blade was locked?
Long johns maybe.
I hope
or
so.
Denim
or a
under
piece.
Denim,
cod,
double
nice,
denim. Yeah, I think
nice
double denim would be
piece.
Fine.
Double denim.
Yeah. So he's a never nude. He's got denim cutoffs, and then he's got his jeans. That would work. He also has to have a super sturdy belt.
Yes.
To hold that all.
To
up.
Hold that up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So there you go. That's don't steal chainsaws and don't put them down your pants, even if you own them. Okay. And then let's talk about our worst airline passenger of the week. And this is a good one. I like this. I like this one. And this comes to us from a passenger who was on Spirit Airlines, who I believe that their slogan actually is the Greyhound bus of the sky.
Well, they
Spirit
were going
Airlines.
For it. They
Get
were
your
gonna go
spirit,
for that
spirits here.
Them as well as that other what was that Icelandic company?
Zoom?
Is it Zoom?
Something
no.
It's something like that, right?
It's a single word, but I forget what it is. Yeah. Anyways, they shut down mid flights. Mm-hmm. Their entire company did. Did you see that a week or two ago?
Yeah, yeah.
They were leaving people. Wow Air yeah, just left people Airlines. Stranded everywhere. They're just like, done. Our company doesn't exist anymore, so your return flight.
It's like when they shut down a TV show.
Yeah.
People are still showing up to work, but the studio's gone.
Like the $1 million mile of airlines.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, they were just trying their best. They were trying to just get people from place to place. That's a good point, Tim Tebow. All right. So this is a tantrum that happens on board a Spirit Airlines flight where there's a woman who is drunk. I'm not sure exactly what her problem is. Do you want to listen? Right, do you want to listen in to see if we can deduce why she's so mad that she ends up then getting into then she's like starts twerking and dancing. This is like a new phenomenon I've noticed where people, especially young women who are on board these flights, they are sort of carrying on and then people start filming them and then they don't know what to do. And they sort of are like, then start like performing and like, then like, oh, you're going to film me? Okay, watch this. And they're like dancing and carrying. It's like they feel a need now to be entertaining.
All the world's a stage.
Filming them. They're like, hey, this is my big shot. Everybody is filming me. I'm live on 100 different smartphones right now.
Yeah, so the alcohol was what primed the pump.
Yes.
Her not putting her phone away is what amped things up. Mm-hmm. But what really took it to the next level were all the cell phones.
Yeah, it seemed like that then the like public shaming of her really put her into a frenzy. So let's listen in to this woman on board this Spirit Airlines flight from Orlando to Newark. Now she's twerking. Yeah. The crowd is like kind of into it. They're like, all right, yeah.
So it's Spirit Airlines. They bought the tickets expecting this.
The crowd is, I like how animated the crowd is.
Yeah, it's almost like it's like a comedy show where she's like, you know, mixing it up with the crowd and like, you know,
the normalized.
This is like audience reactions.
Yeah, this is better this than is a, the new. This is the new us.
The new
when
sitcom.
It comes to air travel.
Mm-hmm. A live audience is always better than just a laugh box. I've found.
Yeah,
a laugh track.
So that's good. But we don't know. But why? What made her? They told her to put her phone away and she wouldn't do it.
Yeah, it's classic, right? Mm-hmm. Hey, put your phone away. Oh, of course, everybody else had their phone out recording her. Yeah, so no, I don't know how much anybody was doing
everybody
that.
Breaks out their phone. It's like, it is like a concert. Everybody's like, you know, taking their phone out. It does seem like that is what sets off a lot of these young women on flights of put your phone away.
I don't think it's just. I think it's just everybody. They see a phone. And a little alcohol, a little instigation, and all of a sudden, next thing they know, they're doing something they're going to regret later.
Yeah, no, in instances that are similar to this, it usually seems like a phone is the issue. But not putting your phone away is one of the most innocent of reasons to appear in our worst airline passenger of the week, in fairness to this young woman.
I would be lying if I didn't say during my flights to and from New York, I wasn't kind of hoping
to be on a worst
for a little Greyhound.
Did you fly Spirit?
No, I flew your favorite airline.
Delta. American.
Delta.
I thought you'd love you hate Delta, right?
No, I hate American more.
Okay, because Delta wasn't that bad. And the whole time I'm like, man, Tyson really hates this airline.
No, this is what I hope happens. I hope all the airlines of the world merge into one giant monopoly and then their business just like fails catastrophically. And then we have to rely on private air travel. I don't know. I haven't gotten that far. I just, all big airlines are terrible.
Mm. Yeah.
So you it sounds sort like of like Uber system of
dude,
airlines
that would be awesome.
Then you want to go somewhere. A pilot with a small plane comes and picks you up.
Yeah, it's only $60.
Oh, yeah, that would be nice.
But you have to talk to the pilot the whole time?
Deal. Because he has access to your playlist before he picks you up.
And then the pilot of the plane is going to pitch you on basically the thing that's his real hustle while just flying the plane's his side hustle.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. And then by the end, you're like, well, at least I didn't get murdered.
Mm-hmm.
You know, while I was hoping for greyhounding activity, I do remember thinking at the same time, please don't let anything happen that will delay this flight. I just, you know, you just want to get home.
That's the two.
But then when you get delayed,
Gotta,
like, all those people cheering and taking out their phones, those are all young single people.
Here's the thing. American Airlines always builds in an extra 4 hours per flight to be late. So you know that even though you're late 2 hours getting on a flight, your connecting flight's going to be at least a 2 hour delay anyways. Mm-hmm. So you can always rest assured knowing that their lateness runs like clockwork. Yeah.
Now, this is a good question. David in our Facebook group says, I can't wait to capture a moment like that for the News AF group. If any of our listeners are ever on a plane where the worst airline passenger is breaking out, could they do something? Could they give us a shout out during the melee? Like, should somebody be just during like, like, while the girl is carrying on, just be like, News AF, subscribe.
That's the
like,
new.
Hey, this is going viral.
That's the new hit him with the hind.
Yeah.
Is News AF subscribe.
How about this? You don't even have to take out your camera. Just make sure when everybody else has their phones out, that's what you yell. Like, make sure it's during the most memorable part of the event.
Does it have to be News AF subscribe, or can it just be News AF?
Just a shout out.
Yeah. We'll take
a shout out.
No. This is News AF. Yeah. I would like that. And also,
Danny loves hot soup.
I prefer that the most.
Vascular D.
Vascular D.
Thing.
I think also that if you did capture this moment, you could be the correspondent to tell us in person your experience as we are reviewing your video from the CNN website.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right, Danny, are you ready to take us to...
I gave up all my bolt hole today.
Danny, the bolt hole is empty.
I emptied it onto our Google Doc here.
Danny dumped out the bolt hole.
I'll do that for News AF.
Okay. Thank you.
In the name of Cranch, I give you these stories.
All right. Let's see if any News AF stories have broken in the last hour or so since we have been online. Let us know if we missed anything in the world.
Yeah, I tried to find a lot of stories this week. There wasn't too much going on. And then on top of that, I was so stressed out after I got home from being out in New York City. I would just lay there, stare at the ceiling, pray for sleep.
Does that work to just pray for sleep?
No, it doesn't work because my kids were up until like 11 o'clock because of the time difference, and it just the day never ended.
Yeah. Some of our listeners wanted us to talk about the baseball field that they tried to dry by pouring gasoline on it and then setting on fire.
Bad idea because the gasoline just sits on top of the water. And so, I mean, maybe it would help evaporate it, but most likely you're just going to have gasoline running down the field.
Because heat rises anyway, so all the effects of the fire are going up.
Mm. Okay.
We once filled a toilet with gasoline and lit it on fire.
Who's we?
It's just me and some high school people.
Yeah, not me. It was not me.
Tyson wasn't there. We put it on a person's doorstep. We called it the apocalyptic toilet.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you got to have a cool name for it.
We lit it on fire and it was raining and we all became very nervous as some of the flames started coming out and like going on top of the water and moving away from the toilet. We thought perhaps we had just burned someone's house down.
Oh, no.
But I mean, they were there too deep.
Trying to put it out with water, which also made it worse. So, gasoline and water. No. Okay.
Let me tell you, Rob, what we would do.
What?
We would soak a snowball in gasoline real quick.
Ah.
Cock back to throw it, have them light it, and then throw it, and you'd have a flaming snowball, which blows your mind, right?
Yeah. You'd be like, man,
and then it explodes. It explodes on the ground and spreads flame everywhere until it dissipates with the addition of too much water.
Mm-hmm. Or just all the gasoline disappears.
Yes, one of the two.
Evaporates.
We don't really know.
They don't mix. That's why you don't put out a gasoline fire with water.
Gas and water. Yeah, I mean, I've tried to drink that a lot of times, and it just is not good.
Yeah.
No.
TKMG's in the YouTube chat says, Vascular D, will you grow a sexy mustache like Christoph?
Okay, so I have tried. I haven't tried. But my mustache is so pathetic. There's no way I can make my mustache look as cool as everybody else's mustache.
Even mine?
You have a way better mustache because you got good growth, good length. You got thick. The only problem with you, Tyson, is you're blonde. I have bad growth, and I'm blonde, and so I can't.
But sometimes that makes the best mustaches.
You mean best as in you look the creepiest? That's what you're referencing there.
Exactly. That's exactly what I mean.
Yeah. So if you're going for the creeper, I've got a great creeper. Really dark right here at the end. Right here. At the
Why do you care what you look like? Have you been married for...
Yeah.
Oh, let me tell you. My wife dictates everything. What I wear, my haircuts. So you think she's going to go for a mustache?
She's like big brother. Just constantly.
I'm totally fine with it too, by the way.
Yeah.
She's not going to okay a mustache from me.
Really?
That would never work.
Okay.
I'll ask her today, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Tell her for the podcast.
What about for Movember?
For Movember.
You're going to start right now.
I would have to start right now. I'd have to put mascara in.
Ready for Movember.
It would really take that long.
Tell her it's Maypril.
I could grow a great chin beard.
Maypril.
That's about it.
Movember is so dumb. I thought that too when the first time I heard it. I was like,
dumb because it's for a good cause, Tyson.
It is. But I was like, why can't you just choose a month that already starts with M?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that the
mustache May, mustache March.
I think it came out of the. I think it's a. You know what? Off the top of my head, I think it's. Is it prostate cancer awareness? Is that what? Is that? It's one of the cancer awarenesses. So
okay,
I think that they sort of like ended up with the month was already like. I don't know who gets to pick the month.
That's the month.
That's the disease awareness.
I think it's the president.
The president gets to do that. Okay.
Yeah.
So. I don't know. I mean, you could have Maypril too.
Yeah, you could
like
have Maypril.
Mm-hmm.
Mustache Maypril.
Mustache Maypril. Yeah.
Yeah, that could be our thing, Danny. News AF is starting Mustache Maypril. Danny's growing a mustache.
It will change November to Neck Beard November.
Okay. I can grow a dope neck beard, dude.
Yeah.
Rob, can you grow a neck beard?
Just like let the hair grow out on my neck?
Yeah, under here, like this, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess so.
Some people don't grow facial hair on their neck, but I grow it the most there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, I'm not perfect either, Danny.
Dude, this whole time I've been thinking.
What?
Do we?
I have a review.
Give us a review.
Okay. Vascular, 5 stars by NLMSLP. This podcast can be described in only one word, vascular.
Mm-hmm.
While there may be a sole survivor in Tyson Apostle and the bad boy of podcasting, Rob Sesternino, the real breakout star is Danny Bryson, who is a guy. 5 out of 5. Great entertainment.
Just to have the record be corrected. So Movember... is an event and it's only mustaches in November to raise awareness on men's health issues such as prostate cancer, testicular cancer, and men's suicide. Okay, so
it's just a blanket.
All issues of
all inclusive
health issues pertaining to men.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, Danny, now at least in November, we're going to get to see a mustache from Danny.
Mm-hmm. You mean a great neck beard?
A great neck beard November?
Yeah.
Neck beard November.
So we're doing Maypril right now, and we're doing neck beard November.
I can't. I'm not doing the mustache. I can't. I've tried. I've shaved it when I've grown out my beard. I've shaved it down and just looked at it in the mirror, and I didn't like what I saw.
But you will do the neck beard in November.
I'll give it a shot.
Where we shave.
So much worse than a mustache.
Where we shave everything except for our neck hair.
Yeah, as if Liz is going to like that more.
Well, what?
That's why I can't believe you.
And part of your body can we grow out the hair on for a month?
Let's see, there's the
got chops, you got your lamb chops.
Oh yeah, your sideburns. I don't grow those very strong.
Chest hair June for June.
Yeah, but a month of growing your chest hair isn't really enough to get a good carpet going.
Yeah. What about
it's got to be facial hair because everything else takes forever unless you did like a full year of growing your pubes or something.
How about junibrow?
Yeah, but that even takes longer to grow the hair between your
pencil it in.
Yeah, that's what I would have to do with my mustache. Just get some mascara and, you know, darken those hairs.
Okay, so, no, I'm in.
What
I mean,
are we raising awareness for with our Juno brows?
I have to do something with vision.
Vision?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about the millennials? How about we're raising awareness, fact awareness?
Yeah. Baby boomers?
I didn't work out, but let's raise awareness for fake news in June with Junibrows.
Junibrows, okay. And then, I'm really excited for Neckbeard November, actually.
Yeah.
Hopefully this podcast self-destructs before
then.
What
a year it's going
to be. It's going to be a great year.
Okay. Nose hair November? Yeah. That could.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
That takes longer time. Like 4 weeks to grow out your nose hair. You got to start that right now if you want to have anything hanging out your nose by the time November comes around.
You could just start applying hair growth serum directly into your nostrils.
I've been doing that like everywhere. I actually take a bath in hair growth serum every night.
Maybe.
You know what would be cool?
What?
You remember that? You know that? Have you ever seen pictures of that kid that grows hair all over every part of his skin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think of all the cool stuff you could do if you were him.
Mm-hmm. No, like Tyson lives a life of misery. There's nothing cool about his condition.
Yeah, come on, Tyson.
Come on, dude. Would you really want to have hair all over your body, constantly growing?
No, but like he could do like forehead February.
All right. Tyson. I've never seen Tyson
laughing his own joke so hard. Yes.
I'm so ashamed of how terrible it is, but at the same time, it's like my whole life.
All the years of podcasting with Tyson, I've never seen him have a moment like this.
Over forehead February.
My whole life, I've dreamed of having enough facial hair to do cool stuff with, but I've never had it. But this little boy has so much hair, he could do like a chin mohawk
every month. Yeah.
One man's curse is another man's blessing.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, like, I can never do like any of the facial hair stuff when everybody's like, you know what? We should grow out like long, stupid looking goatees. And I'm like, well, I can't do that because my hair doesn't grow that way. And they're like, well, let's grow like a full handlebar mustache. I was like, mine doesn't connect anywhere.
Maybe this could be like a Trading Places type movie.
Okay.
Tyson and this kid.
My way with his facial hair for just a little while.
Yeah, and you're going
to
find out.
No, you get to have all the facial hair.
Yeah, yeah. You're all hairy.
Yeah.
I'm going to love it.
All right, there you go. News AF, everybody. next week, we will not be live, so do not look for us on Tuesday morning. We will have a podcast for you 1 week from today, but I am traveling out to Philadelphia, so we will not have a live show for next week.
Man, that's going to be awesome.
Yes. Okay. Felipe in the chat says, I'm laughing so hard, I'm crying. Thank you, Tyson.
See, guys? I mean, it's just a mix of emotion of like feeling terrible, but also feeling a little bit envious. And also like, he just make the most of it. And then there's just so many things going on in my mind right now.
Mm. That's a hot soup of emotion.
Yeah.
With a side of cranch.
Yeah.
All right. Danny, anything else you want to say?
No. Okay. Take us away.
Take us away. All right. Tyson?
Yes.
Always great to catch up.
Oh, thank you. I thought you were going to have a question for me. I was on guard for whatever response I needed to give.
Always great to brech up. Okay.
Bretch up? Does that mean bro ketchup?
I was saying barbecue sauce and ketchup.
That's the only
thing I would. Condiment of choice.
Okay. I had to.
Thank you, everybody. Take care. We'll talk to you again soon.
We did it, guys.
Special thanks to our friends over at TrueCar for sponsoring this episode of Rob Has a Podcast 60 Seconds. That's exactly how long this commercial is going to last. But you know what else you can do in about a minute? You can get an offer for your car with TrueCar. That's right. In the amount of time it takes to floss your teeth, pet your dog, do a few sit-ups, or just listen to my voice, you can get a True Cash offer. And best of all, you can do it with your smartphone or from home. Just go to TrueCar and simply enter your license plate number and watch how your car's details pop up. Just answer a few questions and you'll get an accurate True Cash offer from a local True Car certified dealer. It's that easy. And after that, you can bring in your car and they'll check it out with you together. You can ask your questions and get the answers you need so there's no surprises. Then simply leave with your check or trade in your car for a new ride. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car today.